USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Capitol Hill, FBI Director Christopher Wray says we really need to keep our eye on China.
I think China writ large is the most significant counterintelligence threat we face. We have economic espionage investigations, for example. That's just one piece of it in virtually every one of our 56 field offices. And the number of those has probably doubled over the last 3 or 4 years.
75% of the U.S. population will have temperatures below freezing this week, including Madison, Wisconsin, which is where USA Radio Network's Alicia Cohen is, who has a great reminder for everyone who's dealing with cold temperatures.
Make sure your furnace is up to date. I utilize Google. A lot of HVAC companies will put out tips on how to maintain your furnace.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Three Texas police officers are doing okay following a shooting during a drug raid in Houston. Memorial Hermann Hospital Dr. Michelle McNutt says one of the cops is facing a long road ahead.
One gentleman suffered a gunshot wound to the face, was taken to the operating room last night, is currently recovering, and will undergo multiple other operations by our facial trauma team in the future.
The State of the Union is a go for next week. USA Radio Network's Robin Molinsky with the details.
The date set, President Trump will deliver his State of the Union address Tuesday night, February 5th, on Capitol Hill. Letters exchanged between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the President.
Former Arizona Senator Republican Jeff Flake announced on Tuesday that he will not challenge President Trump in the 2020 Republican primary. Flake instead announced that he had signed as a contributor for CBS News. He did say, though, that he hopes someone does challenge the President on the Republican side. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Democratic 2020 presidential hopeful Kamala Harris of California raised a few eyebrows Monday at a town hall when she vowed to eliminate all private health care insurance for approximately 150 million Americans if she's elected president. Former South Carolina Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy tells Fox News the process the Democrats are going through, it's the same one the Republicans had to do about 10 years ago.
We have a political process where the primary is controlled by the base. And that's true on the Republican side, mm-hmm. and it's true on the Democrat side. They're going to have to sort out what Republicans used to have to sort out. Do you go for someone you think is electable, like a John McCain or Mitt Romney, who wound up not being electable, or do you go with who the base picks? And the base picked Donald Trump, and he wound up winning. Now, are they going to go with Kamala Harris? Are they going to go with Joe Biden? They have the same issues that we've had during past presidential cycles. The candidate that I know the best is Tulsi Gabbard. And while we may not agree on issues, I don't think she's going to be pulled in any direction she doesn't want to go. And we'll see whether or not the Democrats have an appetite for authenticity as they go through the nominating process.
Gowdy was also asked about any possibility of South Carolina being in play come 2020, to which he said not in his lifetime, in his opinion. You can always find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.